pick up a tool. Americans are repeating an old pattern, talking about racial inequality, but doing little to solve it, by Janelle Ross. In 1937, the Carnegie Corporation hired a Swedish man to unravel an American quandary. The foundation had a history of funding initiatives to help the disadvantaged. In the U.S., where enslavement was only 72 years gone, the disadvantaged were disproportionately black. The issue was often described as simply the Negro problem. But while it was clear that the problem existed, it was also obvious how difficult it would be to solve. And so the foundation brought in economist, sociologist, and future Nobel Prize winner Gunnar Myrdal to gather information to guide its programs. Myrdal did much more. Almost 7 years later, he produced a two-volume study he dubbed An American Dilemma, exploring in statistical detail the evidence of the great American lie, the gap between the nation's ideals and its racial reality. Myrdal was far from the first to try to illuminate the effects of ongoing institutional racism, the frequent and extreme way it pushed the U.S. away from its core ideals and constitutional promises. And he certainly would not be the last. Alexis de Tocqueville in 1835, W.E.B. Du Bois in 1900, and again in 1935, and the Kerner Commission in 1968, among others, enriched our national understanding of troubles we still face today. But Myrdal and his army of social scientists seemed, for at least a time, to cut through Americans' fairy tale understanding of itself. The study was one of just a few credited with prompting the Supreme Court to put a legal end to school segregation. And yet, once again, Myrdal's subject looms large, the profoundly inadequate question of whether America is a racist country has caused a wave in many elected officials' deep-as-a-puddle meditations on the nation's history. Many Americans remain ill-informed about race and near-delusional in their description of its reach. The evidence is clear, and was in a way that all but only the most recalcitrant can deny, made plain again in the extended endurance test that began in March 2020. If the past year has been, as is so often claimed, the one in which the ugly scar of American inequality ripped open so wide that few could deny it, it should also be known as the year when a bold and opportunistic set learned to better talk the talk of needed change. Still, even in a country that prides itself on allowing citizens to speak freely and then act to change public policy accordingly, the renewed attention given to racial injustice has scarcely been matched with parallel action. The problem is as clear as ever. What America is going to do about it is not.